Hey, I'm Tyler, and for this month's episode of Pointless, I'll be Tyler.
Hi, I'm Evan Tolley. Today, I will be reading the part of Troy from the Troidal Power Presents the Powerful Playthroughs podcast, hosted by Troidal Power, where they play games, the podcast where they play games in a powerful way.
Hello, Pointless Cast. I am the Robo Gonzalez 9001. And I will be reading Arjuna's lines for this episode and all future episodes.
My name is Troidal Power, and for this presentation of Pointless Cast, I will be assaying the role of Evan from Thoughts from the Car, or the Thoughts Cast.
Hello, I'm Arjuna, and I'll be the voice of Bill for this episode, in this terrible British accent. Hey everyone, I forgot to make this channel. This chat is for random Pointless stuff, but will be reviewed monthly for hashtag Pointless Cast. You have been warned, any and all messages in this group is subject to public scrutiny, ridicule, and terrible American impersonations by me, Bill!
Hey, how's the erection quality? Just trying to break the ice.
Good. Tend to lean to the right, but works as I'd expect. I hope this chat works well. We have some funny conversations, don't we?
Maybe we should do like a topic of the day to get everyone started. Could even be weak.
And today's is erection quality.
Yes.
Not sure that has legs, other than the middle one.
Have you seen At Evan's beard? His EQ is definitely 110%.
Dunno what that says about me.
I have not. My beard is at a good stage at the moment.
See picture of Evan with beard and the words built to fuck over his face. You have a child's beard, at Bill. At Daniel K, GK. I just understood what you were saying. I don't know how beard quality, BQ, relates to EQ. Maybe we can figure that out today.
I do. And here's a selfie. Lots of greys creeping in. I think the longer the beard, the longer the AQ.
I have more grey. Mine is not as thick. It's a good beard. That's the theory. However, Dan has no beard. So his input is perhaps the most valuable.
My beard, in inverted commas, grows at approximately the same speed as the Appalachian Mountains.
They are amongst the fastest growing mountains, right?
Here's my beard entry. See picture of Tyler holding a cat. Yes, Dan, we get it, but tell us about your penis. This is good, right?
Feels forced. Not sure the ladies like that.
Beat my beard.
See picture of man in glasses with a huge triple chin and multiple beard hairlines.
Open bracket. This isn't me. Close bracket.
It now. It's canon. I like the second beard growth on the second chin. Reminds me of ocean waves.
It's three beards in one. It looks like a mountain with a face and beard.
So, instead of big dick energy, the discussion is big beard energy? And then Evan has posted a picture of himself making an, ooh, check out my beard face. And he's sitting in his truck wearing his reflective gear with his beard hanging out over the collar of his reflective gear.
Hey, that's a nice beard.
Yes and no. I believe the end goal is looking for a formula to relate the two.
That may be pointless.
Bill seems to believe this is the relation. See picture of graph with EQ on the left-hand side and beard quality at the bottom, with an arrow going directly diagonally up between the two.
Oh, I did it! I named the show in the chat!
I think it could be more like this. See another graph, same shape. EQ on the left, beard quality at the bottom, but this time making a U-shape graph.
Here's a graph with EQ and BQ and it's shaped in the form of a penis. It's more like this. Smiley face.
Lol.
Gradually goes up, then there's a spike once you get past the itchy stage. But once you get past about 30 centimeters, it starts to go down.
I think you drew it upside down. See another graph. This time shaped like a penis hanging downwards. With two balls.
Scientists believe it's to do with the extra blood needed to keep the beard alive. So I did my bad.
Basically, if your body is using too much blood to grow a beard, you can't get an erection.
Image. an edited version of Tyler's graph with hand-drawn face and a really shitty beard drawn on it.
Ho ho ho.
I'd give my erections a 7 out of 10. Decent, left-leaning, and not too long. But
first data point, I'm ranking Evan as a 10.7 on my coordinate plane.
I think we have a logo.
Thumbs up emoji. Okay, I'm going to give myself a 5.6. Declaring my beard is perfectly mediocre, my penis in working condition. Open brackets. Don't let me pick a topic again. Close brackets.
My beard is abysmal. My penis works fine. It's pretty average, I think, but I still like it a lot. I want to say 0/7. Good topic, Tyler. Thank God this Discord channel is a private, safe space and it'll never be talked about outside of this channel. Now to scroll up and read the beginning of this thread. What?
Yeah, safe.
I'm going to bump my stats up to 0.5/7.5. I should back myself a little bit more.
Roll 1d8. Frown. R1d8.
6.
Hey, Matt from Party Roll. You saying this? I'm a level 4 mutant. How do I play my character?
Roll 1d20.
Rolls 5.
Heck. My beard / dick score is... Roll 1, d10.
Rolls 7.
Roll 1, d10.
Rolls 1.
Oh no!
Lol. Actual lol.
I tried to warn you of the dangers.
/ R, 1d10.
Rolls 7.
/ R, 1d10. 10, 7. Considering I have no beard, these results may be suspect.
Maybe it's based on BP, beard potential.
RD20, Bill's beard potential.
Rolls 20.
Oh, fuck yeah. Wait, potential?
Potential. R2D10, free 8. This is my arranged plot point on the map.
There is a map?
Graph. Same thing. I've got a data point from everyone but at Bill.
What? I got 2020. Perfect EQBQ.
This whole time, I thought we were on a 10-point system. Bill makes us all feel bad. That's really going to skew the data.
10 out of 10, then.
Can't take it back. Here's the graph. See, actual graph plotted in Excel. Pretty much looking like a penis. Orange is without Bill. Blue is with Bill. Doesn't change too much. It's surprisingly similar to what we drew. Jesus, my job made me dumb as heck. I even made a typo in the title of the graph. I need to start writing more.
I love it. Still looks like a dick.
It's kind of like a limp Nike logo. Just heck it.
Just fap it?
Are you talking about penises? I got one. My last name is Beard, so I have a high EQ, right?
Yup.
Blakey Beard? You play for ZZ Top?
At Blakey, oh man, you're right. Didn't even think about your last name. If Bill's got 20 Beard, you must have 21. Which, if I did my math correctly, that's an EQ of 20.34859. One of my best friend's brother's name is Blake Bearden, which is most of your name. Not quite. So you're probably different people. This includes my TED Talk and people with almost the same name, but not quite.
Nice.
My beard is around this state, and then there's a selfie where I'm wearing a V for Vendetta mask. My penis is like Beto O'Rourke, leans left and is big outside of Texas. And it cooks steak on Instagram?
Awesome. Roll a d12 +6 for BQ at Super Arjuna Butt.
Roll 1d12 +6.
Rolls 15.
Good work. You killed Tyler.
Do I get his cats now? I prefer his switch, to be honest. Because the switch wouldn't try to eat Handsome Harry. Speaking of Handsome Harry, maybe I should get him on Discord. But I'd probably have a harder time convincing there are hens on Discord than on Twitter.
Haha. I met some big hens a few days ago. Harry would have liked them.
Honestly, though, is there going to be audio of Handsome Harry in the audio-only toilet cast? Boom! Now this isn't another podcast. You cannot stop this hype train.
I would like to have Handsome Harry on It's a Cat Purr at some point. It's also Alabaster is welcome.
As long as they're behind the internet, I think this can happen.
Alabaster doesn't do too well with other cats, but maybe I can coerce him. What you need, just like 15 minutes of him purring? I can make that happen this weekend.
We've gone from erections to cats. Same as it ever was.
Under the rocks and stones, there is water underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. Gets up and does awkward David Byrne dance. You may find yourself in a Discord server. And you may find yourself on a beautiful podcast with a beautiful host and beautiful toilets.
At everyone, what is something that you irrationally dislike? It can be a range from mild discomfort to complete hatred. Please exclude your hatred of various races, gender, etc. That's the daily topic, and go!
I hate trophies, like game ones.
Why, though?
It's irrational. Quit making him rationalize it.
I'm completely indifferent to them. I was addicted to the achievement points on the 360, going as far as to play Hannah Montana games for the easy 1000. But since switching to PlayStation, I don't care. Does it bother me that Nintendo doesn't have something similar? But I also respect them for not following the trend.
How controversial are we allowed to get? Lol.
Anything but race and gender are fair game as far as I'm concerned. Lol.
Brandon, have you seen what this channel is for? All text will be read out on a new podcast.
Oh, then never mind. Haha.
Wow, it must have been super offensive.
No, it wasn't a criticism of a community that I'm part of.
Ha, ha ha, that was hilarious.
Hey, don't bash the audio-only Let's Play community.
Not this one.
Smiley!
Haha.
How's your erection quality, Daniel GK? Did you not shave today to see if it improved? Too much?
I really hate it when people don't put shopping carts in the cart return. It's like this passion of mine, not a small annoyance. But I feel full-blown. I think these monsters belong on the list.
Anyway, I hate in-game trophies. I'm playing a game because I'm being forced to by my overlord list. Not because I want a false sense of achievement for crafting 100 items I otherwise would not have given two shits about. Thumbs up. I also hate people who put back shopping trolleys in the right place.
Every time someone doesn't put a shopping cart back, I sarcastically call them a job creator.
People are paid to put them back.
Ha, Bill is like Brandon, but not sarcastic.
I have issues with text-based sarcasm.
They're paid to bring them back into the store. They have cart returns outside so they don't roll around and smash into people's cars or take up valuable parking spaces.
But the space is empty, and I need to stay with my car as the kid is strapped in.
I have a pet peeve about my own humor, because sometimes I feel like I put too many layers to get to the punchline. And if someone doesn't take time to traverse all the way down to the line of thought, then it's funny. I just seem like a huge dick.
I also love playing devil's advocate, even if I don't actually agree with the point I'm arguing for. Thumbs up. Wow, Brandon's a bit of a tick, you guys. JK, smooch!
Too far, Brandon.
I also play devil's advocate a lot.
Jesus, what a typo.
I know, right? It's so fun.
I really love how Audi makes people put a quarter on the line, and it works 99% of the time. I demand you change it back, lol.
Almost all places in the UK do that. and then there's a picture of a coin on a keychain. So I have a fake coin so I can leave my cart where the fuck I want. Mostly in rivers. Okay, for the show, I should point out I've never dumped a shopping trolley in a river, and I always put it back in a designated area.
Nope. Bill dumps them all in rivers with his kit buckled into the seat. When he runs out of his one kid, he uses random kids he kidnaps and keeps them in his bathroom closet. It's a snug fit, but it can hold 4 to 5 kids if you dismember them correctly. At Bill, do you actually find yourself trying to earn achievements and hating yourself for it, or do you just ignore them?
I just think they are false.
I don't know what that means, lol. I denounce your false gods. They have no power over me. I will not collect all of the feathers.
I did, frown.
I did, too.
What a waste of time, right?
Stupid Assassin's Creed 2.
I wanted to do the eagle eyes, but not the feathers. Not the feathers!
Yeah, me either, but I love all collectathons like Banjo-Kazooie, Spyro, and others.
At Tyler, too young for this hit. I took this photo yesterday. It made me so mad. There's an image of a shopping cart, or a trolley as you know it, and it is a parking space directly next to where the shopping cart corral is. Do irrational fears count as irrational dislikes? Because I have a thing about birds.
Scum of the earth. Sure. Is it all birds or just certain ones?
This makes me happy.
When I get home, I'm going to get so many achievements to spite you. Maybe even I'll come up with an achievement system for your podcast.
It's pretty much all birds. Pigeons are the most prevalent ones. I don't like them to be close to me. But one time someone found out about this at a party and got out their giant ass evil ass parrot and backed me into a corner with it. I ended up going, "Yo, I'm seriously going to punch your bird if you don't back off."
Irrational dislikes. Man buns come to mind. If you're a guy with long hair, wear it proud like Nicolas Cage in Con Air. Relevant. Then there's a link to a cartoon on the oatmeal titled How to Tie a Perfect Man Bun. Also, the weird swoop that seems to be so pervasive in men's hairstyles. Sort of like the one Link from Good Mythical Morning has in this article. Looks like a poop emoji. Pastels are any use of a lot of high-value but desaturated colors. I don't know if this is an irrational dislike, but some background. Then there's a link to an article titled How Pastels Became a Cultural Obsession, which I then read from. Pastels are calmer than the bright colors of the 90s, when computers came in different colors and penny loafers could be ordered in chartreuse. Pastels had a mini-moment, as Eisman puts it, in the late 80s with shows like Miami Vice and the turquoise, peach, and mauve of the Southwestern interior design movement. But the 80s also saw a surge in ultra-luxe colors that reflected the affluence of the time, when the rich were getting richer and people loved to flaunt their wealth. The 2008 recession muted things, so to speak. As Stewart points out, in times of austerity, we want the things we own, particularly big-ticket items like couches and coats, to be more neutral, since we might be stuck with them for a while. You can see this reflected in the earthy tones of the 70s, another era of economic recession. In contrast, says Stewart, if everyone is feeling affluent, the color palette will expand. I give Tyler's Too Young for This Hit logo a pass for reasons explained above.
I agree with man buns, but I love a good pastel color.
Oh yeah, and pretty much everything about the 2000s emo/scene fad. I read a blog post recently that kinda helped me understand why someone would like it, but still, yuck. And Bill, pastels have their place, but just not on every third website I visit, please.
Lol. My website, under construction, has a nice solid blue color at the moment.
Oh, I hit that emo scene pretty hard in 2006 to 2008.
Hey Tyler. Isn't it funny how your worst enemies always seem to turn out to be your best friends' best friends?
I like trophies, pastels, and cute birds. What I do irrationally hate when blood starts coming up my nose, ears, and eyes? What can you do? Text picture of man shrugging.
Roll d12.
Rolls 10.
Shrug, smiley face. What is this character? It's pissing me off.
Tyler, it's okay. We all make mistakes. That's me sticking my tongue out.
At Arjuna, no mistake, this was the best me. See selfie of Tyler being very young and emo, with long, greasy, side-slapped hair. Please, not the blonde streak in front of my hair.
So, Britpop. But that was the 90s?
This was late 2000s. I wanted the streak to be red, but I couldn't find red dye. Now it's everywhere!
I may have had blonde tips around this time. Holy crap, this is one of the world's earliest selfies. That picture needs to be preserved.
Yeah, the emo thing was big in the mid-2000s, too. I remember eating lunch in the cafeteria around 2005 and having to hear the same Fall Out Boy / Taking Back Sunday singles for months. Fuck.
This is a better shot from the same shoot. See Tyler in the same bathroom, very young, with a what looks like a flip phone, taking a picture of himself. Look at the phone. What the fuck is it?
Looks like a BlackBerry? That awkward time between flip phones and smartphones.
Is it the Nokia from The Matrix?
I think it was an LG something. Never had a BlackBerry.
Saved.
It's on Facebook. Could have found it. There's a lot of old funny stuff on there.
Everyone thought I was an emo kid, but I just wore a lot of black. There does exist a photo from, I want to say middle school, where my date to the only dance I actually was okay with going to convinced me to let her put eyeliner or mascara or something on me. If I ever find that photo again, I will destroy every copy of it in existence.
I will contact your wife and make sure she does not have it.
She doesn't have the photo. I don't even know if she is aware of its existence. Hang on. Tyler, as someone who loves a good story and also loves a good podcast, can I get your consent to grab some photos that you uploaded to Facebook, post them here, and dissect them by having you explain every question we have about the photo? Feel free to say no, but I just have this feeling like this would be an interesting thing.
Sure. As long as they don't have Felicia in it then.
They definitely don't.
Cool.
First photo. And we see a photo of Tyler kind of squinting into a camera flash in a dance. There's kind of people around him. It looks like maybe there's like a balcony up above him. And are those beer ads? I can't quite tell. This was uploaded before your high school graduation photos, so I believe you to be under the age of 18. What was this Tyler into?
That was definitely 2010 to 2011, while I was in college. I can tell because my roommate at the time's brother is the long-haired person, sorta in the pic.
Oh, snap, got the photos wrong already, but good to know.
That night I invented a term. Open bracket, and made a Facebook page for it. Close bracket. Roe Island. It's a group of guys on the dance floor of a club that want it to be cool and go out, but don't have the confidence to dance, and it's just stand awkwardly in a circle. They are the island and the sea of dancing.
That is an amazing phrase. Where was this party / do you remember what it was for?
It was the long-haired guy's birthday. He came to visit his brother, my roommate. He was 100% underage and used his brother's ID, open bracket, who was with us, to get in, close bracket. It was the same club in Atlanta. I don't remember the name. Maybe like Mist? Something moist? I was real drunk. I drank a lot in college.
That face does say I've had a few.
Anyone else have questions about the photo? Next photo. And we see two young men, probably high school students. One of them is kind of kneeling, and he's wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and he has a sweater over his shoulder, and is kind of looking at the camera and smirking. And then From between his legs, he's got one knee up, and from behind that knee, there's coming a stream of water, or perhaps urine. It's definitely posed so that it appears to be urine. And then the other young gentleman is wearing a blue t-shirt and is leaning forward from the right side of the frame into the direct middle, such that his open mouth is directly in the way of the stream of liquid, so that it is pouring into his mouth and also running down his chin. Really, dude? Sorry if I'm interrupting D&D.
Love this one.
I have to assume it's water, but what are you using to squirt said water?
I would like to say this was originally posted to MySpace. I'm squatting on a water fountain, my hands on the throttle.
Is this high school, Tyler?
Yep. There's a funny story behind it. I'll save it for when there are no more questions.
Please, I'd love an explanation.
The only explanation I have for making it is I thought it was funny. That was my best friend in high school. We made movies together, and I was really into a forced perspective. The real story is after I posted it. One of my cousins saw it, thought it was hilarious, and told my mom. She did not find it humorous. She calls me. I'm hanging out with my friends at Kmart, R.I.P., because we lived in a small town, and there was nothing better to do when my mom calls me. Pissed as hell, yells at me, I'm disgraced to family, and she wants to take it down immediately. So I do. So when I moved out, I added it to Facebook, because I'm a grown-ass man, and I can pee in my friend's mouth if I want to. Lol.
I love this, honestly. Next photo! And there's a photo, once again, of two young men. One of them is sitting in a chair and has a six-string red guitar in his lap. He's got one hand up like he's about to come down and strum it, and the other hand is kind of off, just off the neck of the guitar, like he's moving from one chord to another. He's wearing a System of a Down t-shirt and is wearing a KFC bucket on his head, pushed down so that it is covering up his eyes. The other young gentleman is much lower in the frame on the right-hand side of the photo. Looks like he's probably sitting on the floor. He is also wearing a KFC bucket on his head. We can see on his bucket that there are eye holes cut out for him. And he's making a face like maybe he's singing or screaming along to some music very loud. It's kind of an oh face. And it looks like they're probably, based on the background, sitting on, or sitting in rather, I would guess, a living room adjacent to a kitchen. And there's a doorway behind them and a thermostat on the wall. I assume this has a Buckethead story attached.
Yep. There's an awful video that goes along with it. This is a screenshot from said video.
I am speechless at the previous photo. Tyler, your cool level is now Fosroda!
Thanks, Ed Arjuna.
So far, I am really enjoying learning these things. Arjuna, got any questions you'd like to ask so far?
Is the awful video on YouTube somewhere, and can you share the link?
My crew's all up on D&D replays will be slower. It is, or was. Maybe a private photo? I'll check later and let you know.
Is the fake pee photo from one of the movies you and your friend made together? And is it on YouTube? Not relevant at all, but I have this open in a browser tab at the moment. And there's a link to an old You're the Man Now Dog video of Ronald McDonald pointing out in the air and saying, LOL, internet, as he speeds by with Running in the 90s playing in the background.
Nope, no video of it. My YouTube is Must Be Lonely. There's an old playlist called Attempts at Humor. I think it has these videos in it if I didn't make them private.
Next photo. And this is a photo of a young gentleman wearing a suit and a blue tie, a white shirt, and he's holding, it looks like maybe a rolled up magazine in his left hand. And his right hand is kind of on the back of a black leather wing chair. And he's in front of like a very typical portrait studio backdrop. Just kind of smiling at the camera. Smiling like he's saying, "Oh, why yes, I did found my own podcast network."
Tyler Thornton, attorney at law.
I love everything about I'm going to inherit Dad's law firm, Tyler. Hashtag podcast idea. Y'all, everyone in this hotel is fucking right now and it's so fucking squeaky here. My walls are disintegrating as we speak.
Dead. Thoughts from the fuck shack. Oh, what's a good name for a skeleton cat? I just got one in D&D. Meowster Skittle.
At Super Arjuna Butt. I did a double take when I saw you sharing a sweet Miff Warhurst article way up in this thread.
Evan, remember it, Bob.
No one else in this whole Discord would have grown up with Miff.
Hey, Evan. I don't want you to get a noise complaint, but I think this is the perfect time to remind you of my college senior prank. Okay, rather than describe it to you, I'm just going to read this Twitter thread because I do think it's funny enough for this cast. Here's a story about my senior prank in college. Dude in the next room, over from me, kept having his girlfriend over for sex at random hours of the day, like 5 a.m. Couldn't really do much of anything about it, so I decided to play something through the wall. This was long enough after Rickrolling became a thing that it was old, so I needed a different tune to play. After much deliberation, it had to come down to this, and then I have Mbop by Hanson linked into there. After getting umbobbed at 7 a.m, I don't think I did hear those noises for the rest of the semester. Although I wonder if, after all these years, somebody has a very specific turn on now. This is so hot, Alexa, which is in another room, play umbob.
Lol. I'd fuck to umbob.
Next photo! And we see a photo of a man who's looking like he's falling on hard times. He's kind of making a little bit of a sad face, like he's just seen something that really has him down. He's wearing a plaid shirt. He's got a sweet goatee. His hair's combed over a little bit, which, not combed over, but like combed forward almost into a like maybe it looks like he had a faux hawk once, but it's grown out because he couldn't even keep that going.
Were you secretly Jacksepticeye?
Mid-shaving pick.
I now know why no one recognized Clark Kent as Superman.
He's really good at hiding the Irish accent.
Next photo! And we've got a picture of a man sitting. Looks like the camera's in his lap and it's pointed up at him, so he's kind of looking down at his camera. So we can see his chest in the photo. He's wearing maybe a blue or purple plaid shirt. That's buttoned up. He's got like a Hawkeye beard going on, and he's wearing some reflective heart-shaped sunglasses. Where'd you get the glasses, man?
I was in Dillard's, I think. Some girl I was with was taking a long time trying things on, and I got bored. I think she ended up buying the glasses, but not sure. No good story here.
Okay. I think I have one more maybe for now.
Oddly, this was the most recent picture, and I remember it the least.
Next photo! And we see a picture of a guy who's sitting in a car. It looks like there's blood on his lips, and he's one eye's a little more closed. He looks like he's sad or tired. Looks like maybe he got punched in the face. What happened here? And are you okay?
Wisdom, Teeth.
Neat.
I had four removed and they found a fifth, but left it. My mom drove me home. She called the doctor on the way home and said, should he be talking this much? This was like 2 weeks after I started my job 5 years ago.
Wow, dude. Thank you for letting me do this weird, informal sort of interview with you based on Facebook photos.
No problem. There's a lot more interesting pics in there. I'm sure you'll see them all come out when I'll run for mayor in 4 years. Here's my personal favorite. Seaman walking down Long Road in what looks like running gear, holding Thor's hammer above his head with lightning striking it.
Hashtag twerking Tyler for Jacksonville.
You haven't seen that video, have you? It's out there.
I haven't. I just know it exists.
Haha, I'm sure it'll come out one day. Two friends on a Twitter have the video. Here's a few other nice pics from Facebook. Feel free to ask questions. See picture of what looks like a squirt gun with flames coming out of it. See picture of man in the dark doing something that I can't really quite make out. See picture of Tyler standing next to American hero Jim Lovell.
Who's the old man with the Jonas Brother?
That's Jim Lovell, the astronaut. Tom Hanks played in Apollo 13. He was given a presentation at my school, and for some reason they picked me and 5 other people to have dinner with him beforehand.
Sounds ripey. Ugh.
You met Jim fucking Lovell? ? Holy shit, dude, that guy's an absolute man. Spent 3 weeks in space with Frank Borman without showering. Borman kept throwing up on Apollo 8. My favorite Lovell quote from when they reappeared after passing by the far side of the moon on December 25th was, Houston, please be advised there is a Santa Claus. Can't you tell how impressed I am that you got to meet Jim Lovell, a true hero?
Jim or Tyler? Also, do you guys, like, never sleep?
It's close to midnight. Heading to bed soon.
A YouTube video. Iron Maiden, 2 minutes to midnight.
Goddamn, I love NASA history.
You should see the Europe space program. We nearly launched a rocket once.
If anyone is super into Call of Cthulhu and space program history, let me know. I've written a campaign for you. That's not even remotely a joke.
I'm making a Cthulhu-themed Doom 2 mod.
NASA is great. Don't sell yourself short. I think you've launched more rockets than you think.
And space program history is cool.
Isn't that the Delta IV heavy and Esther thing? That's awesome, at Arjuna Superbutt.
Wow, there is a Europe space program? Called ESA.
European Space Program, yeah.
Fuck, I'm probably paying for it too.
Within the individual countries participate.
Haha, cool.
Here's a link to ESTA. ESA, European Space Agency.
Never played COC.
Don't ever ask me to talk about space history, especially the Russian space program, unless you want a 5-hour lecture.
So do I want to keep Jeff up to 5 a.m.?
Seriously, if anyone watches the documentary When We Left Earth, or miniseries, From the Earth to the Moon, and then wants to play the Cthulhu game that is deeply loaded with stuff inspired by those real stories, just let me know. I have a document you can feed DM from.
Sound cool, but I have a Weetabix monster to deal with. And then there's a picture of my kid. I mean, Bill's kid.
Riley!
Daniel GK gets Weetabix. What's Riley?
I get Weetabix, but I can't put it here.
I'm so bad at Morden texting. What? No wonder America is going down the toilet. What do you feed your kids that has no taste, salt, or sugar?
Yep, it's the lack of Weetabix. That's what's doing it. But we have plenty of stuff for that. Let's start with fucking pancakes. Fight me!
I make awesome pancakes.
I mean, when you dump syrup on it, yeah. But the only right kind of syrup that comes from my native state of New Hampshire. More like Mrs. Butter's worthless, am I right? Am I right?
Nah, just sugar and lemon juice for me.
And then there's a screenshot of a weed store in my Doom 2 map, and it has a sign out front that says, On his couch at Relier, baked Cthulhu lies toking.
Lemon juice on a pancake? Sounds awful. At Jeff, I'm super into space/space programs also. JPL is my passion, though. I have 3 to 4 professors in college who were either currently working at JPL or had worked at JPL. So I've heard lots of wonderful stress fun stories about robots in space. The picture of me with Jim Lovell is one of the few pictures I have on display at my work, and you wouldn't believe the number of people to ask if that's my grandpa.
So it's not your grandpa?
Well, I wish. Fun fact, he was much more boring in person than you would expect from someone who nearly died orbiting the moon. Sadly, it was like talking to any other elderly person. He did have one good joke in him, though. He was disappointed when they cast Tom Hanks to play him in Apollo 13. He insisted on Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I'm sure getting stories out of those guys was like pulling teeth for the documentaries. So what did it feel like when you first heard the Master Alarm from Apollo 13? Well, I thought back to my training and I knew what to do. So I did it. Cool. Thanks. At Tyler, I recently got to have a private tour of JPL, and it was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. I don't have a picture, but I do have a letter from Alan Shepard that I treasure and hang proudly.
That's awesome. I interviewed for a job at JPL my senior year of college. Didn't get it, but I got a JPL logo quad-color pen that I still cherish.
Great. I have JLP pictures, though.
See picture of Jeff at JLP NASA.
Oh, man. Tried to cherish a 20-second clip from walking around Michigan Trail, but it was over 8 megabit limit.
Have you ever been to Kennedy Space Center? I live close by enough to do a day trip, but haven't caught a launch yet.
I was there when I went to space camp in the 1st grade, but I haven't been since. Would love to get back.
I have season passes. I almost made it for a launch once, but was like 5 minutes late. Could still have a good view on the drive there.
I want to share this video, but I don't feel like finding somewhere to upload it. Share a link. I mean, it's 20 seconds long, Discord.
Yeah, uploading it to YouTube is a lot of effort for 20 seconds of video.
God, I cut it to 16 seconds and it's still too big. Fuck this.
Stick it in a Google Drive and link share that sucker.
Wait, Apple may have the correct solution here. Fuck your Google Drive. Let's see what iCloud can do.
Link to iCloud.
Here's a screenshot from my iPhone of a video labeled Jet Propulsion Lab. It's making me download a zip on my iPhone too.
Knew it wouldn't be ideal.
This is the worst video sharing experience of my life.
Can't believe I didn't know you could do that, though.
It's lies.
I blame Discord.
I've even signed into my iCloud and can see it's 0.24 seconds long and it still won't play.
Why doesn't it create a link to somewhere when it's stored in the iCloud and stream it from there? I don't know. Probably some nonsense about it being set up to re-download only from my phone. From iCloud, because everything is supposed to be seamless.
Lies. Dirty Apple lies. Oh man, I've invested too much time. I don't want to give up. I need to see that 0.24 of content.
I grew up in Houston, right next to the Johnston Space Center. Since I was in the gifted and talented program in grade school, we got to go there every Wednesday to learn about rockets and stuff. I haven't been back in ages. Crying emoji.
That's cool. I was in the gifted program as well. The only trips we got were to the Model UN, which honestly was more fun than it sounds.
It's funny how well-known NASA is abroad. When we were in Japan, if we mentioned we were from Texas, they would immediately say, Texas? NASA? JAXA is the Japanese space agency, and I don't think many people from Texas meet someone from Japan and say, JAXA! Lol. It's also possible that people abroad are more interested in interesting things.
Oh, this is jumping way back, but I thought of another thing that really bothers me. Gloves where the pinky finger sleeve is way, way too long. By which, of course, I mean all gloves. There's room for my pinky to hold a fingertip dance party in these dang hand socks, and I won't stand for it any longer. There's room for my pinky to hold a fingertip dance party in these dang hand socks, and I won't stand for it any longer.
Question for everyone. What's the weirdest music video you've ever seen? I was struggling for weird video game ideas, but always good to have a reserve of weird to go back to.
I always liked this one. See YouTube video of Grizzly Bear. If you want great this music video, it's easily this one. See YouTube video of Darla Mendy.
Oh, Tuna 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 is a classic.
Anything Jan Terry. See YouTube clip.
I'm 20 seconds in and this looks like some kind of vaporwave filler. All it needs is more reverb and half speed.
Let it sink in. Jan Terry is a treasure.
That mullet, I give it a 10 out of minus 1. Not the best so bad it's good, but still pretty mess-tastic.
Klaus Nomi deserves a mention here. Link to the Klaus Nomi music video for Simple Man.
Here's a video, Lemon Jelly, Nice Weather for Ducks. And another YouTube, Bingo Players featuring Far East Movement. Get Up, Rattle, official video.
Hold my beer. Then there's a YouTube link to Adult Swim, DDWIWDD, Dan Dinkin, When I Was Done Dying. The lyrics hit hard, Adult Swim got something like 12 artists to work on this video, and Dan Dinkin is muy bien.
Everyone's three favorite dinosaurs, or even just extinct things? I'll start. Image, an artist's rendering of a Diplodocus. Diplodocus! I'm a big fan. Dinochirus. Several images of fossils and artist renderings of Dinochirus. And thirdly, Tanistropheus. Some images of Tanistropheus, all artist's renderings. I think I like all the goofball dinosaurs best. I don't like those mean-looking ones. No thank you. Alternative topic. If you don't want to share awesome dinosaurs, what are your body insecurities? What would you change about how you look? I'm ashamed of my legs and hate wearing shorts, even in the height of summer. Also, my face is frumpy. I look like my own sad aunt. And I have slouchy posture. Everything else is perfect, though. Yeah, this topic or dinosaurs. Up to you.
My calves are really large, and when I wear dress socks, they just roll down to my ankle in about 3 minutes. How about that? What a neck. I refuse to wear shorts in the summer.
I've got the opposite leg complaint. Mine are very unimpressive. And part of the problem is a catch-22. They need a little tan.
Oh, I forgot. One of my calves is significantly larger than the ass than the other. I asked the doctor about it once and he was just like, it's probably fine. It's like 3+ inches in difference.
Is it your wanking leg? Joke.
I actually lulled. It's my gas pedal leg, and my theory is it's larger because in college, my car didn't have cruise control, and I made monthly 5-hour trips to visit home, so I just got a hell of a workout for 4 years. It also prevents me from playing bass drums because my ankle is super unflexible. Not the biggest deal is I have no rhythm. Other insecurities. My hair doesn't look good no matter what I do, so I just gave up. Haven't brushed it in years. One of my eyelids doesn't naturally open as much as the other.
This topic is way better than dinosaurs.
Insecurities are easy to come up with. I'm researching my favorite dead things, though. I know what I like, I'm just not sure what they're called. Dinosaurs are cool, but what I really like, early human species. They act like humans, but look more like monkeys. This is Orion. I don't know if it's my favorite, but the first one I came across fit the description. I'm also a fan of animals like we have now, but giant, like the giant beaver. It was 6 to 7 feet tall, otherwise just like a beaver. Bing probably built massive dams. See picture of man, giant beaver, and normal beaver. That giant beaver is quite big. Google was very positive with these search results. See screenshot of bird that's not extinct.
Thank God, there's still birds. We had a giant species of wombat over here. Image. A taxidermy giant wombat, or a model of one, I guess, next to a normal-sized human man. Also, image. An artist's rendering of an extinct giant kangaroo twice the height of a human man.
Nice, the wombat looks like a huge, ugly dog.
I want to ride that wombat. Somebody make a D&D game where I can have a giant wombat mount. I also feel like I've got a frumpy face. My wife and I did an extreme diet a few years ago, and I lost 60 pounds, which got me to a healthy weight. And for the first time, I thought my face looked fine. Then I gained it back. Now I'm down about 20 and getting there, but I think I need another 20 before my cheeks stop making me feel old and tired. Oh, and I can't grow a beard, or I would just grow a beard. My lack of beard is another insecurity, though my wife is quite pleased that I can't grow one.
My face must be somewhat frumpy, as I constantly ask people, what's wrong? And I'm just looks like I'm trying to eat an apple. 60 pounds is crazy. Me and my wife have been dieting for like 2 years, and I'm up 15 pounds probably. How long did it take you to lose 60 pounds?
We did keto for about 8 months. Lost weight, but it can really be bad for cholesterol and other stuff, so I don't recommend just jumping into it. Also, it's not sustainable, as evidenced by me gaining it all back pretty damn fast. Basically, keto is you eat almost zero carbs, which is what your body actually uses for fuel. Without that, it learns to burn fat instead. But you have to eat a lot of fat instead, which is where the cholesterol issues come into play. And oh yeah, I've 100% got resting grump face. I just lean into it now and wear headphones wherever I go. It's like a psychological thing now. If I'm in public and take my earbud out, I remind myself to smile.
Damn, Ed Evan. I've always loved that song, but I had no idea it was Adult Swim made a music video for it. Your off-air segments have always been pretty stellar.
The wife and I don't really get to eat too many carbs today. We're vegetarian and eat mostly veggies, fruits, and seeds. Still fat, though.
No fruits on keto. They're full of carbs. Like I said, it's an extreme thing that's got a lot of potential problems, but I did shed a ton of weight. That time period was also when I was most consistently bicycling, which helped.
Shit, guys. I eat whatever is put in front of me.
I saw Troy on stream. Don't let him lie to you about his face. He's a handsome man. Also, if we're still talking about prehistoric shit, I think that's cool because bugs don't have lungs. Just tubes that air flows through. And then there was a much higher percentage of oxygen in the atmosphere before the KT event. Bugs could naturally grow gigantic. Right now, there isn't enough oxygen to support the bugs that size because after the asteroid hit, there was a worldwide forest fire that burned most of it off.
Aw, thanks, Jeff. I've strategically got my stream camera set up so that I'm always looking slightly upwards so as not to get a gnarly chin roll.
LOL. I watched the Shit My Save Didn't Transfer show.
That was a good one. A classic. I think the extinct animal that has always mystified me the most is woolly mammoths. Dinosaurs and giant bugs and stuff are different enough to feel like sci-fi, but woolly mammoths seem so close to what we have that it's way more bonkers to me.
Get ready for the woolly mammoth to come back through cloning, and then have their DNA help autistic elephants adapt to changing environments. There's an awesome project called Pelicicocene Park? See link.
Googly eyes looking in the corner emoticon.
Yes! Pours all stats into animal handling. I will have a big woolly mount to ride into battle!
Anyone can regularly get the Pirates of the Caribbean theme stuck in their head despite not really caring either way about the movies.
I get the Gladiator theme stuck in mine. It's the same.
I've never seen Gladiator. Open brackets. Jeff can't read this bit, correct? Close brackets.
Hey, Jeff. Read giant bugs. Fuck yeah! Image. Sculptures and artist renderings of giant bugs from the Carboniferous period.
Correct. His AI thinks it's code and ignores the text.
I think, way more than I'm into dinosaurs, I'm into the Paleozoic era, which is the Cambrian explosion through to the Permian mass extinction, which made room for the dinosaurs. That's where all the weird shit is. And my understanding is, if you're into fucked up crazy giant bugs, you'd totally set your time machine to the good old Carboniferous swamps. I have seen Gladiator, but don't remember the theme, or the POTC theme. I wish I'd put a break before that last sentence.
Or to 50 years from now, when giant Trun roaches take over the planet. It's cool!
Boom, boom, ba ba, boom, boom, ba ba, boom, ba boom, boom, ba ba, ba ba, ba. That's the POTC theme. Ba.
They have the same theme song.
Ba.
Thanks, Evan.
Ba ba, boom, ba ba. Ba ba, boom, boom, ba boom. Ba ba, boom, ba ba, ba ba, boom, ba boom, ba.
Evan, I loved the getting into slash starting the car intro.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun to do. I think it might be the season intro for each season from now on.
And Dead Podcast Society is part of the WCMTWP network now. Woo!
Good to know. I'm so bad at remembering these things on the fly while driving on the interstate.
So is a new season everything you use a new car? Hashtag time.
Yes, that's the plan for now. Might have a one-off season where I'm driving a random vehicle each episode that I probably won't drive again. Also, the spoilers kidnapping season definitely needs to happen still, Tyler.
That's a great rendition of the Gladiators of the Caribbean theme, Evan. Also, Daniel, giant bugs? Fuck no. Those pictures you liked are horrifying. I'll stick to the current era where bugs are small and I have cans of wasp spray.
At Evan, thoughts from the trunk?
Yes, thoughts from the trunk. Also, thank you, Matt. I worked very hard on it.
They reckon the Anthropleura in the pictures was a big friendly herbivore.
Does that even matter a little bit? Huh. I guess you inadvertently found my irrational hatred.
Don't you feel like it's almost like too big to be scary? It could never sneak up on you or drop on you like a real millipede could. You'd see it in your front yard and you'd just shoo it away with a broom. I bet local artists would paint them cool colours and patterns. The more I think of it, the more it's a crime these things don't still exist.
I don't know, the tiny millipede versions of these guys can fucking book it compared to their size. I imagine a giant version would be similar to the fights you have with these guys in the Zelda games. You touch it with a broom, and suddenly it's running around randomly at 40 miles per hour. 60 kilometers per hour, probably, in brackets. I appreciate you trying to talk me down from my unnecessary hatred for an extinct thing, but I don't know if we're gonna come to an agreement. I do admit that it looks cool. Red Menace.
I'm imagining Daniel recording in his shed, suddenly like, "Listeners, what's that noise? Oh shit, listeners, it's a big-ass millipede, and the otter is riding it."
I'm into these things way less now that you've made me imagine them actually fast.
But cats riding them doesn't bring them back down. Too fun. Better it just rips through the shed than Daniel beats it with... And then Daniel beats it with a broom, screaming, "Shoo, get out of here."
Oh, don't let me bring you down. If I'm looking at them fairly, I think square cube law dictates that they'd slow down the bigger they are.
Googles the square cube law and loses a day on TV tropes. However, don't think this is all win for the incredible shrinking man, who will likely not survive to enjoy his newfound strength, since body heat production is at least partially proportionate to volume, while heat loss is dependent on surface area exposure to the air. A shrunk human will find they are dissipating heat faster than their body produces it. It won't be long until the shrunk human freezes to death, even during a summer day. Scott? No!
Lol.
Wait, no, this is wonderful. This means that the Ant-Man suit is actually a prototype for an idea my wife and I have been talking about, a heated onesie. The whole thing must be pumping hot air back into the interior constantly.
And electric blanket onesie? Sign me up.
Make them in cat sizes. Approximate human T2. And we'll buy 4. Can you make them solar powered? Charge while they sun?
This Snapchat is now for business venture. Cat Warmers Incorporated. TM.
All chat will be discussed on Pointless Cast. So you better patent it quick.
Oh no!
My friend made a prototype a decade ago. We had a few setbacks. See picture from earlier of a boy holding squirt gun with flame and fire coming out of it.
I think I see the problem.
Is there a way to make the fire colder?
Just add a thermostat. Thumbs up.
Good thinking.
Genius. I forgot my coffee at home. Today's gonna be a long one.
Lol. I streamed our whole episode of RPG Golden Years yesterday to a Twitch account that's not set to save. That one is lost forever.
It finally happened. You lost one. It's a podcasting milestone.
I know.
It's weird trying to recreate the same conversation. Lol.
I like the knockout where they thought they had lost the beginning of Final Fantasy VI, so they half-heartedly replayed the game. Gonna try in 2 minutes.
Good luck. Sleepy time sausage.
My brother, my sausage, and me.
My first fort was the sausage zone.
Sausage town.
Hidden sausage.
Wait, don't sausage me?
My sausage wrote a porno. Sausage we fucked. Ultima Fantasy Sausage. Sausage plays Let's Plays. Sausage Clan.
Daniel K's Sausage Plays. Chuffed emoji.
No one can know about sausage. Or that Jeff is a bot.
AKA the Old Testament.
Too young for this sausage.
Just make the sausage.
Then sausage again.
Sausage biscuits. Sausage less. All the small sausages.
Square sausage.
Doug loves sausage.
Thoughts from the sausage cast.
Filthy sausages. Sausage roll or sausage or party sausage. I'm on board either way.
Same.
Savage sausage?
Too scary.
Sausage Podcast Society.
Sausage Power Podcast?
Whatever Troy's podcast is with sausage power.
Ooh, Troidal Power presents the Powerful Playthroughs Podcast with Sausage Power.
RPG Golden Sausage.
Matt's Sausage Corner.
We can make this sausage, probably.
Super sexy swinging sausage fiction, baby!
And then Evan posted a picture, looks like it's a still from a film, of the Eiffel Tower just shooting up into the sky on a clear but slightly cloudy day. So there's blue, beautiful blue skies and then some clouds drifting by in the background. And then at the bottom, the subtitles say, in asterisks, baguette noises. Sorry, wrong group message.
Is it, though? Or is it exactly the right group message?
Thoughts from the sausage editor. We can sausage this sausage. Sausage. American Sausage Simulator. Sausage Tournament 2004. Sausage. Sausage 3 Arena. Over Sausage. Sausage Night. Sausage Craft. World of Sausage Craft. Sausage Original Sin 2. Legend of Sausageia. Secret of Sausage Island. Curse of Sausage Island. Sausage Island 2. Sausage's Revenge. Sausage Trigger.
Evan, that cracked me up. The world needs more baguette noises.
Y'all got any words you always misspell? I couldn't get definitely right until I was 25. Also, I know how to spell towels. But for some reason, my fingers always flub it up, and I type tools.
I can't tell you how many times at my job I type in update. I should probably just alias it.
Definitely can't spell definitely still. Finally learned close enough that autocorrect figured it out.
I couldn't pronounce ambulance when I was younger. Always ended up saying amblance.
I got beats in my white elephant gift exchange at work. See picture of two cans of Del Monte beets connected with a hair band. To simulate Beats earphones.
Beats?
They go around every year, and they were made when Beats by Dr. Dre were really popular. Any idea how to improve them? Someone suggest making them actually work?
Needs a 3.5mm jack. Fuck Bluetooth.
It'd be easy enough to put a pair of 3.5mm jack headphones inside them and say they work, but sounds cheap.
If you could empty out some Tide Pods, you could call them AirPods. I don't think I'll be comfortable with something tying joking me to put them in my ears.
I'd have to put a false bottom in it to hide what's producing the sound. I could buy the AirPods on they sell on Wish for $10, glue them to the cans, and remove the band.
Lol.
Listening to your audio now, Atroy. Ha ha ha. Your audio is weird. You sound like a troll. When you laugh, it's hilarious. It's like oddly deep. It's also weird because it's not every word you say.
I like it. Oddly sexual. And there it is. I can't spell arousing to the point my autocorrect refuses Andy's suggestions. Andy?
Lol.
I legit couldn't tell what was wrong with the first word you typed there for a solid minute. Haha! I have no idea why it recorded like that.
But how do you spell arousing? Oh, like that. Fuck. So I know how to spell when I don't think about how it's spelt. Fuck you, brain, you asshat.
Spelled.
Damn you, Brian!
Freaking Brian.
I hate that guy.
Anyone here good at rapping? Question mark?
Wow, I misread that first time. If you after a white middle-class English-sounding rap, I'm your man.
It's about the best I could hope for asking here. Ha ha ha. I can get a demo. I'm looking for a mentor in the rap game.
Oh, shit. Matunica! RPG Golden Years! We're gonna break it down like this, y'all! I'm like a rapid lettuce cause I've got so many layers, and this is something I answer to all of y'all prayers. As I'm a middle class white gangster rapper, my rhymes are sick and I don't give a tall Miss Crapper. My sister studied in school and got a good job while I sent her. She should've got pregnant at 16 and lived off the state. Maybe selling drugs and shouting at bobbies on the beat, but instead she has Gucci shoes on her feet. The middle class works, it's a scary place. You have a bit of spare cash, but you're still in the rat race.
Lol. Now record that. Our next podcast after Real Friends will be rap battles. Me and a friend used to rap battle each other via Snapchat. I think I was more into it than him, though. I know at Daniel K can rap.
You're thinking of Nap.
Haha, I'm 90% sure you have rapped at some point on the podcast. All forms of the word rap scare me when I write them, other than the basic.
I think the closest I've ever come is mumbling a single line of a Waka Flocka song, and that's happened twice. Once with Bang in the old Final Bahamut episode, and once when I was in a Team Rocket hideout. I quoted the line, Elm Street Dirt Gang G-Set.
What about that Queen of New York or whatever it was that you played for like 3 episodes in a row?
Only I layered Waka delivering the actual line over the top, so to this day I get spontaneous anxiety thinking casual listeners might think that I said the N-word. The what? The Queen of New what?
I remember it being some woman rapping about being ratchet or something.
Oh shit, Contessa Stuto, aka Cunt Mafia.
Yeah man, he got you.
That's almost not rap. I don't even know what to call what she does.
Don't even act like you didn't drop mad lines to that shit. Yeah, Rain and Ratchet or something, right?
Yeah, did I play that 3 eps in a row? I know I try to make a habit of playing Megan the Stallion in every episode of Axolotl Project. Maybe you're thinking of that. Contessa Stuto makes terrible music, but she looks amazing while she's doing it.
I just seem to remember it a lot for some reason. Maybe I'll start a journey through the old episodes after I've finally caught up on all my other podcasts. By 2022.
Diggers.
Oh no, Tyler, no. Oh no, my anxiety, no.
If it makes it better, I laughed very hard at that moment. It was very unexpected.
Tyler, quick, grab that audio before he deletes it.
Should I make a new supercut of moments that'll make Daniel cringe? The anxiety cut?
Yes, please. And then get some audio of Dan reacting to this supercut.
I'll need to help identifying them.
A hand emoji pointed at a nose emoji.
Make a podcast title with a pun in of your name. Evans is the easiest.
Buildcast.
Tyler, you something? A podcast where Tyler learns you things he learned from 20 plus years spent in the deep south. Built to Fail. A podcast where Bill talks about the rise and fall of previous civilizations.
Tiling with Tyler.
Something about toys? I don't know. My brains isn't working.
Troy sex toys? Sex toys with Troy power playthrough.
You know, I realized as I hit return where that was going to go. And I thought, just for a second, should I delete that? And then I thought, nah, I bet Bill's already on it anyway.
Metal Hands.
Troy's Best Boys, a podcast where Troy and his best boys, in brackets friends, shoot the shit and maybe build a fire. Troy's Story. Troy reads a story within the public domain. Please don't sue us, Disney.
Okay. Troy's Story is something I can get behind. Fires up Audition and the Probably Work feed.
Yes! Need to get you access to the original idea book for we can make this work. Lots of gold for us to try.
Settlers of Matlan. Matt plays Settlers with friends and keeps track of how many games don't end in shouting. Open bracket. Hint, none of them. Close bracket.
I would listen to that. I've never played, but have wanted to. I hear lots of wheat is involved.
Wheat and sheep. It's pretty fun, but you gotta negotiate. And then you gotta yell at someone when they don't give you a damn sheep, and I need those sheep.
Sounds like a game I shouldn't play with my wife. Divorces are expensive.
Lol. Unfortunately, strike through. Fortunately, it's limited to 3 to 4 players. So intense 1v1 battles aren't possible. Also, I'm playing up the shouting thing. If that actually worries you, the game is good, clean, fun. Here's that gift of boogie smashing a canteen table.
The gift of boogie smashing canteen table.
Open bracket is joke. Close bracket.
My wife almost left me over a game of Mario Party. Doesn't take much. In brackets, I'm mostly joking.
That's because Mario Party is some bullshit. If you're unlucky, the game feels terrible.
Have you played the new one, question mark?
Yeah. It's fun, but damn, some games, the machete just keeps floating up in front of one person the whole time. Whoops!
The river battle mode with only 2 human players gets intense. The computer players are dead weight and paddle at random.
Toe deck. Cough. Lol.
We are on the last section. Could see the finish line and ran out of time. After yelling at each other to paddle, so I stopped paddling for 30 minutes. Lol.
Oh no!
I think my wife would be great at streaming Let's Plays because she gets so invested and has great genuine reactions to bullshit. But she won't do it. I secretly videoed her playing Crash Bandicoot. In brackets, she deleted it. But it was gold. So much cursing.
Aww. I get it, though.
My wife has shown up on our podcast once, but hasn't in the last several years.
I've talked mine into doing an episode, but I don't know if she'd actually do it. Maybe for the 100th episode extravaganza? 30 years from now.
Too old for this hit.
Aw, I missed the Troy story bit. Troy can read bad Disney fanfiction.
I found a podcast called Who Evan Wrote This that reads bad fanfiction while trying to create a podcast called Who Evan Wrote This. See thumbnail of We Can Make This Work Probably background with this pile of books saying Who Evan Wrote This with Jesse, Evan, and Tyler. A We Can Make This Work Probably podcast. It looks like this was made when I was wavering in the pub. Pun.
RD20.
It's dead!
Rolls 1. Critical failure.
Hi, guys!
Hey, Bill from the RPG Golden Years.
Hell, Bill!
Sup?
Getting gas. Petrol for Bill and Dan, I assume. Anyways, the guy at the pump next to me is shirtless with driving gloves, and I have never seen a bigger douche.
Lol.
Was he in a blue Hummer? If so, I think I know that guy.
Aldi.
Evan, is Interesting People Alive podcast? I can't find it in iTunes.
Nope.
Tear.
Sort of a joke account for now.
Ha!
Someday she will live.
Got me.
Got him.
Unicorn.
Goat emoji next to an M inside of a box made of dash lines.
Goat smoke smoke unicorn.
Hey Evan, real talk. I have an idea for an Interesting People episode, but it's gonna have to wait until at least after episode 1 of Thoughts from the Level Editor is out.
Okay, want to hit me with it now, or is this a keep it secret, keep it safe situation?
Keep it secret, keep it safe.
End of episode 1.
You have been listening to the first episode of Pointless Cast. Your hosts for this month have been Daniel Kay from the Daniel Kay Let's Play podcast, Tyler from Too Young for This Hit podcast, Blakey from the Luckless podcast, Brandon from Enchantment, the Dragon Age Origins podcast, Jeff from No One Can Know About This podcast, Troy from the Troll Power Plays Powerful Games in a Powerful Way, Matt from the Party Roll podcast, Arjuna from Thoughts from the Level Editor, and many Doom Mods. Myself, Bill from RPG The Golden Years, and the Audio Only Experience. And finally, we have Evan from ThoughtsCast. I hope you've enjoyed this month's episode, and we look forward to making many more in the future. And here, to hear us out, is the final thoughts and a song from Arjuna.
Bye bye, and watch for toilets.
Under the rocks and stones, there is water underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground gets up and does awkward David Byrne dance. You may find yourself in a Discord server, and you may find yourself on a beautiful podcast with a beautiful host and beautiful toilets.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ probablywork for more of our questionable content.